Welcome back to the Barbican in the City of London from me, Martin Handley. We're live on Radio 3 as the BBC Symphony Orchestra and conductor Ilan Volkov perform Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony, a work still relatively rarely heard in the concert hall. Rachmaninoff composed it in two summers in the mid-1930s, in the villa he'd had built for his family on the shores of Lake Lucerne, a haven for when he wasn't dashing round the United States as a pianist, and in which he kept something of the atmosphere of pre-revolutionary Russia. Rachmaninoff was convinced the symphony was a good piece, but both audiences and critics responded sourly to its first performances. Some wanted the music to have remained as in his second symphony, written 30 years earlier at the height of his success back in Russia, and which was full of opulence and melodic luxuriance. Others were disappointed he hadn't developed a harsher style, more in tune with the times. In a way, the symphony is like Rachmaninoff's villa. The Russian romantic tradition is still there, but it's elusive. It's seen through a mirror, backward, somewhere from somewhere else. Well, I asked Ilan Volkov about Rachmaninoff's achievement in the Third Symphony.
Well, it's beautifully precise, a little bit similar to the symphonic dances, in a way that he's managed to do the same precision as the symphonic dances, but in a normal kind of symphonic structure, if you can call it normal. It's three movements, and it's quite a short piece on one hand. Yeah, it's typically Rachmaninoff in the way that he spins the melodies from one to the other, and he's able to actually, he doesn't really indulge in them so much. So compared to some of the piano concertos where there's more indulging in the second theme or in the slow moments, here it's just there's all the time energy and wit, and there's some really funny weird things, like, you know, suddenly two bars a xylophone plays and then there's a big eruption in the orchestra against it. So there you really see the connection between him and Shostakovich even. You know, there's a kind of humor and a kind of sarcasm and also darkness that's very typical of Russian music that he always had.
Ilan Volkov. Well, as he said, there are three movements, the heart of the work being the central one, which combines slow movement and scherzo and confronts the two opposing areas of the symphony's emotional territory. The adagio is succulent, expressive, impassioned, the following scherzo brittle, quirky, with some odd orchestral sonorities. And when the adagio returns, it's as a memory of itself. And the finale is simpler, but as in the first movement, the medieval hymn Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, Rachmaninoff's leitmotif of mortality, stalks through the music, casting disturbing shadows across its features. A packed Barbican stage full of the symphony orchestra is already entombed, and we just await tonight's conductor. And here he comes, Ilan Volkov, who's joining the BBC Symphony Orchestra on the Barbican stage to conduct Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony.